Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, nearly half of Americans say they plan to begin holiday shopping before Halloween. Joining us to talk about that and how you can get the best deals is Ted Rossman. He's senior industry analyst at Bankrate. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first off, what are people saying about their budgets this year when it comes to early shopping?
People are feeling pretty frugal. We found that only about a quarter plan to spend more than they did last holiday season. A third plan to spend less. Everybody else about the same. It's going to take some good discounts for retailers to get consumers excited this year. This is a continuation of what we saw last year. Inflation is still a big deal. A third of holiday shoppers say they're changing their buying habits because of inflation.
When it comes to what kind of deals people are wanting, I know we've got, for example, Amazon Days coming up really soon. You know, is that the kind of thing that's going to make people spend?
It is, yes. 25% off feels like kind of the floor. I think a lot of people are looking for 30, 40, 50% off. It's been harder for retailers to move physical goods these past couple of years. Experiences have been hot. Ever since the pandemic, people have been spending a lot on travel, dining, concert tickets, sports tickets. It's been harder to move these holiday favorites, clothes, toys, electronics, things like that. Now, people will spend around the holidays. A lot of forecasts are for something like a 2 or 3% gain over last year. That's largely in keeping with the inflation rate. Retailers are kind of treading water. I mean, at least these numbers are not likely to be negative, but it's not the double-digit growth we were seeing a few years ago.
What about online versus brick and mortar shopping?
Online has really taken over. That was another thing that leapt forward during the pandemic and hasn't looked back. By a factor of about 2 to 1, people are expected to favor online shopping for the majority of their holiday purchases this year. An interesting trend, digging a little deeper, is mobile shopping is actually taking over from computers. So people are getting more comfortable buying on the smaller screen. They're doing it on their phones. Even things like Black Friday have become largely online events at this point.
Yeah, a lot more companies seem to have apps these days for their stores.
They do, yeah. And I actually think technology is a great way that you can shop because, you know, it's very easy. It gets delivered to your home. But the comparison shopping is easier. That, to me, is kind of an underrated benefit. I know some of the obvious benefits as far as ease of use, but you know, when it comes to being able to comparison shop in one place, use browser extensions and other smart shopping tools, you know, things like Camel 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 for price comparisons and browser extensions that help you save money like Rakuten and RetailMeNot and Capital One Shopping and things that help you find the best deals and coupon codes. These are all advantages of online shopping, and plus you don't need to leave your house.
And we mentioned the timing of this. How many people actually say they will begin their holiday shopping before Halloween?
Half of holiday shoppers. So about a quarter have already started, and about a quarter are starting this month in October. So that adds up to a lot of early shoppers. This is another thing that leapt forward during the pandemic. A few years ago, it started as more of a supply chain concern that if you didn't order early, you weren't going to get it. That's actually turned into more of a cost savings deal where, you know, people are looking to spread out their cash flow. Retailers have embraced early promotions somewhat by accident. Like during the pandemic, Amazon moved Prime Day from July to October, and it became sort of this unofficial holiday kickoff. And it went so well that now they do two Prime Days. They do one in the summer and one in October. Amazon, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, a lot of them are debuting Black Friday kind of pricing in early October. And I believe those deals are going to remain strong through the holidays.
Ted, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Thank you.
That is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate, joining us on KMOX.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.